Blog Talk Radio.
Sing that with me.
we are awakening. We are awakening. Awakening. We are awakening. Now the women with Deva.
We are awakening.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael. And thanks so much for checking out the show, and hopefully you'll find something during the show that would be helpful to you. You know, what I do sometimes is, you know, get calls, and, you know, you might not think that, you know, Spirit's talking to you, but Spirit could talk to you about your problem through another person that called in or whatever. So I listen to Spirit, and we do our very best to present you a show that can help you. So, all right, let's go ahead and give you a call number. There are several people ahead of you, though. 347-327-9316 is the call number to the program. Again, that call number is 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and let's say a prayer, and then we'll do the card for the show, and we'll go from there. Father, Mother, God, we just come to you today just to thank you for the things that you provide for us. Sometimes our situations seem like they're going to fall apart, but you have a plan for everything that happens, and just teach us how to be more patient, and when things are we're going through growing periods, what we're doing that right now. So just help us in all our areas of our life. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for my listeners. I ask that you would be with them today, whatever needs that they have, that you would just help them find the answers they're seeking. And Father, Mother, God, I just ask that you'd help me move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And I thank you for everything that you do through this program. And we say namaste. And we say amen. Let's go ahead and talk to somebody that's patiently waiting for me, I hope. And that is Penny. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. This is Penny from Wisconsin.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Good. Michael, I'm wondering what messages Spirit has for me regarding somebody I've recently met.
Okay. All of a sudden I heard slow down. Things are moving a little fast right now. So they said slow down. As far as the relationship goes, I see it being okay. There's just for some reason there's just like a caution light blinking in my head, telling me to proceed with caution on that. But, you know, I feel like he thinks about you. I just think that he's overloaded with some other stuff right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you see this being something that'll work out? Is this a long-term kind of thing, or?
Yeah, I think it can be long-term. Again, to get long-term, there has to be communication on both parties. And, you know, I just feel like he's closing off for some reason. But, yeah, I just see it being long-term. It can work itself out. So it's going to take you and him sitting down and having a conversation about, you know, what's lacking in the relationship at this moment.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You too, Mike. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, you know, relationships can be a little hard, but the main thing I'm learning is to avoid pit holes and things like that, is you got to have that communication. You got to know what the other person is thinking. You know, not everybody is a mind reader. So you just got to be patient with people too, especially right now. The energies are so sharp right now that you need to be really careful what you're asking for. And because I believe that whatever we ask for, we get. So, you know, it might take a while, but, you know, I believe that if we stay true to spirit and to our beliefs, then I believe that we can work things out and become prosperous like spirit wants us to be in all areas of our lives. And so, all right, let's go back to calls. And I just got nudged. The angel card for today's show is harmony. And that's what spirit wants to bring into your life and into my life, is harmony. So just let that happen, all right? Let's go ahead and speak to Ann in Florida.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, I kept missing your show. I'm glad I was home today to catch it. I made a point of doing that. Always good to hear you. The last time we spoke, I was waiting on an answer for some financial assistance. I had an extension, but it wasn't approved, so I've had to submit some more information. And also there's one other area to that I was lacking in, so it's been pretty chaotic in that respect, and I'm wondering if you see this getting resolved in my favor.
in your favor, that's what we want to happen. I believe, Anne, that things are going to get better here for you, and you know, I know you've had a rough go of it, but I believe that you're just on that verge of a breakthrough where Spirit's going to bless you. Because I had to see it. I mean, I believe it for you and standing on that. Because it's funny, my spirit guide he's sitting in the living room with through my head, and he's got money bags all around him. So so that would mean money
coming in, hopefully.
Yeah.
I
definitely need to have stuff coming in. But don't worry about it because it's coming. I don't know exactly when, but you should.
Everything's got deadlines, and I'm putting people off as long as I can, and I'm getting, you know, kind of trying not to worry, trying to be positive, but things have gotten pretty rough. So you think it'll be this month that I'll get some help?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, it does look like it is this month. It'd be late October. Maybe that last full week in October, something should be breaking free for you.
Okay. Also, I'm still dealing with a health issue. I'm on another medication, and so far I'm not feeling that much relief. In terms of medication, just makes you feel worse. Do you see any improvement in my health coming up?
Yeah, you should start feeling better as you go into November. I feel like things will get better for you physically. So.
Oh, great. And one other thing, please keep my cousin Linda in your prayers. Tomorrow she has to go for another breast biopsy. She's a breast cancer survivor, and the last test she had was positive. So she has to go for this biopsy, and please keep her in your prayers that everything will be fine and she'll maintain her health.
Yeah, I will tell you that I'm feeling good about that. I mean, I believe that she's going to get healed. They caught it in time before it went everywhere else. And so,
she's been through so much and restarted her life, and things were just going so good for her. So I'm just praying they will continue.
Yeah, we'll definitely pray for her. I appreciate you mentioning that to us. So, all right.
Thank you so much, Michael. You have a great week. I appreciate that.
You too. No problem. Take it easy.
Lots of light. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to stop for a minute because I'm feeling some energy that just told me to slow down. So they want me to talk a little bit. So we're going to slow down. If you're on the switchboard, I would stay on there. Won't be talking that long. So, but the call number again to the program is 347-327-9316. You know, I hope that you guys are feeling good. I mean, you know, I asked Spirit the other day because I was going through some off days. And I asked Spirit, you know, what do I need to do to get better? And Spirit said, just be patient and lean on us more and more. So I think a lot of times we don't do that. I mean, we think that we can whip this or whatever, or I shouldn't feel this way, you know, or I shouldn't even be thinking this way, those kind of things. Because Spirit wants to bless us. And I believe in my own life that Spirit is going to bless me. You know, it's slow coming, but I know it's going to happen. And that's how you are, too. You know, maybe you're struggling today. Just know a better day's coming. Sometimes those bad days can roll into bad weeks. But hopefully that's not happening to you. Just trust her more and just more your own intuition. Just follow it. And it'll help you. Let's go ahead and talk to... Next caller is 617. You're on air with me.
Michael?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
You know,
I can't complain.
You just answered my question.
Oh.
You really did. That is what has been heavily on my mind.
Well,
we have
I appreciate
good days
it, but,
and bad days.
Yeah,
you
we
know?
Do. And when you're dealing with depression, a lot of times, you know, people don't know how to reach out to you. And,
that's right.
But you know, I'm having a good day. I'm over at a friend's house, and we've been laughing
good.
And hanging out.
Good.
And it's definitely good. Yeah.
Good. Good. That makes me happy to hear that.
No problem. I see a new car. Do you have a new car?
Actually, I had a car, but I had to give the car up.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I say by the end of the year, you're going to have a car because you need to be able to get around and stuff. But
yeah.
I would say it looks like about December. And that's a good time to be buying cars because the dealers – are trying to get the old models off of their lot to replace them with newer cars. I definitely see a car. I mean,
yes. And I'm needing to depend more on Spirit.
Right.
I need that. You know, I've been struggling with I've had a couple of deaths in the family. Siblings,
right.
And I've been feeling abandoned. And I've been trying to be strong about it, but I can't deny the feeling of feeling abandoned and alone. I've been trying to call my family, and nobody's reaching out, and I just have to own this feeling and not feel ashamed of it or feel that you know, God's turning his back on me because I'm feeling this way. You know, sometimes I don't know how to feel. It's like, this is what I'm feeling, Lord. I'm feeling abandoned. I'm not feeling like a victim. I'm just feeling lonely right now.
Right. And Spirit knows that, and your angels know that, and your spirit guides know that. So they're working on the situation for you. I'm sorry you're going through this. But I do believe that there's a better side that is going to, you know, that is coming your way. Where things are going to improve. Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, though. Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm just, I'm struggling with it. I'm struggling with it. I can't feel sorry for it. I can't apologize for it, but I'm struggling with her death.
Right.
I really am. And always wondering, was there something that I could have done, you know?
Right. No, I think you did all you can. It's understandable, you know, the feelings that are going through right now. But Spirit wants me to tell you that you're loved and you're not by yourself. If you could open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, you'd be surprised what's around you. So I understand feeling alone, too. I mean, that isolation is hard to deal with. But.
Yes, and I understand it. I understand it because, it's hard for me to see my sister spiraling. She had bipolar, spiraling out of control. And I was angry at God. I was angry because I felt that if he could raise Jesus, why couldn't he heal my sister? Why couldn't he heal her?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Don't be sorry for emotion. That's okay. I'm just sorry you're going through this. And why don't you do me a favor and drop me an email at Insights with Michael. No, You Are Awakening at gmail.com.
You Are Awakening. Okay.
Yeah. And or just send a personal message from the Blog Talk page too. But I like to stay in touch with you and know that you're doing okay. Okay.
I will, honey. Thank you. Thank you so much for your show, and thank you for helping me. I'm really blessed.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Have a good day, or at least try.
Bye-bye. I will. Bye bye.
Bye. All right, let's wait until my switchboard stops spinning around in circles. And let's talk to 702. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. Could you do me a favor, please, and look at work this week?
Work?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's going to be okay. Wednesday pops out. It was like when I was going through the calendar in my head, I saw Monday, Tuesday, and then I saw Wednesday popped off the screen at me. So Wednesday might be a day that you need to be careful what you say to others or you know, just fill out the energies yourself, because I feel like that something's going to pop up on Wednesday and it's going to be feeling more overwhelmed. So, sorry.
Okay. Well, Monday's D-Day. Everybody comes back, so.
Right.
At least the first two will be okay. That's good.
Yeah. And I could be off on Wednesday. I mean, hopefully everything will be okay. But you get past Wednesday, Thursday and Friday look pretty good. So.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to 917. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I'm just trying to see, you know, if you see any changes coming up, you know, by the end of the year. Right now, things are kind of, you know, in the standstill, so I'm just curious.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you or something.
Yeah, I'm in the street. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better. Thanks.
Yeah, I said, I'm just trying to see what kind of changes that's coming up by the end of the year. You know, right now, there's not much going on. I mean, things started moving forward a little bit, but, you know, I'm just curious. You know, the year is almost over, so what's coming up for me?
Yeah. I feel like you're going to be changing jobs. It's for you, it's your choice, but I feel like you're going to be in a new job or something by the end of the year.
Yeah, because I'm not working right now, so that's really good news.
Yeah, it's going to be a job. Should have an offer late October. You're starting work in November.
Okay. Wow. Thank you
okay.
for that. Wow. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right, let me give you the website address for me. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. Don't do the com thing. You'll get somebody else. I need you to go to the website and check it out. There's not much on there yet. Hopefully I can dedicate some time to it tomorrow. It's one of those things that just you always say, hey, I'm going to work on this, and then you find something else to do, and you get distracted, and I get distracted really easy, so I could be talking to you and then off in some other world, but the website is www.insightswithmichael.net. You can reach me by email at youareawakening@gmail.com, youareawakening@gmail.com. It's all one word there. So, okay, let's go ahead and talk to some more people. Sue, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Yes, I just applied for a one-bedroom apartment and for a new job. Do you see me getting both?
I see you getting both, yes.
You know what it was? My credit was bad because of a divorce, and I owe money, so they put a lien or whatever, so I have to owe that. I don't even know about it, so I just got that credit report today. But my parents might co-sign, and then I'm looking for a job with a bus company to find out by next week. I don't know if I should take it or stay where I am. I'm like, ugh.
Okay. I feel like it's time for you to move a little bit.
It is.
So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll take it if my parents co-sign?
I feel like that they will if your parents co-sign.
All right. It's because it's not till December.
So, okay.
And what about the bus job?
Bus job, it's coming really rapid. I would say this week or the next week you'll hear of something.
Well, they were supposed to get me fingerprinted, but they didn't call. So I don't know if it's for that or subbing, but I don't think I should sub for the bus company. I'm looking for something where I know I'll be every day.
Right. Yeah, you need an everyday income.
Yeah.
Do you
think the bus company is going to ask me to do the fingerprinting this week, or do they don't want me anymore?
I think they want you. I just think that they got distracted
okay.
on something else. But, I mean, I feel like that they're going to give you a job, so... I would say,
can I ask one more quick question, really quick?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Do you see my son coming back to live with me in 2016?
Yes, it'll be summer of 16.
So a year, like this summer coming up?
Right, yeah.
It's weird. That's why I thought I should get a one bedroom and a higher paying job, because I was planning for this subconsciously, I think.
Mm.
And do you think I'm just getting sick because of stress?
Yeah, it's just stress. You need to take care of yourself better. It's just stress, a little depression too.
Yeah, both.
Right. So there, I understand both of those. I fight with them daily. So I understand how that is.
Really pretty optimistic person, but I'm looking, I would like to date and have a different job, a boyfriend, my son, you know.
Right, yeah. And you're going to have all those things. It's going to just be patience.
Yeah. I'll meet someone. I just have to, I don't know, be patient, I guess.
Yeah, you're not totally ready for a serious relationship. There's still stuff you have to work on in your own life. But, you know, I feel like Spirit's going to bring somebody into your path. Okay?
All right, probably when I get the new apartment in December, I'll meet somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you'll be meeting a whole bunch of people, so.
All right, great.
You're going to make some good friends. Yeah. All
Thank
right.
Thank you. Yep.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, great day. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to next call. Is, whoop, everybody jumped. Hold on. 210, you're on air with me.
Hi, this is Pearl.
Hi, how can I help you today, Pearl?
I read on your bio, are you a medium?
Yes, I am.
And I was going to see, can you see if my mother comes through?
Okay. What was her, what's her first name?
Her name is Sue.
Sue, okay. I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I adjust my energy differently, so. I'm not getting anything. That doesn't mean that she doesn't want to talk to you. She might just not want to talk to a medium and be, you know, be like a server between you two. But she says she's around you all the time. You can feel
okay.
her and stuff. But I'm not picking up anything on her.
So I was wondering, I'm handling her estate, and so I wondered if I should buy her car or I should let it go.
I would let it go. So.
Okay. Why are you saying that? Is there anything else that comes up?
No, I just feel like something's wrong with the car a little bit. Nothing that can be fixed, but I keep seeing like a mechanical issue with the engine around the engine area.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, one other final question. When do you think that her house will sell from the estate?
Yeah. When it should it sell?
Yeah. When do you think it'll sell?
I look at probably early January. I'm hoping sooner than that, but I'm getting January.
That's the next time people start moving. I may have missed my October window. So
right.
Quite a process handling everything in somebody else's estate. I've been surprised at how much
right.
time it's taken.
Yeah. Mm. I've never done it, but I'm sure that it takes a lot of time, and you want to be fair, stuff like that. So. All right.
I'm trying. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. You have a good day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
No problem. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, which I think there are several people that I've talked to today, you really need to consider getting a 30-minute reading, because I think it would help and get more insights. In a situation like this, I got a whole bunch of people on the switchboard, and it doesn't always make it a good conduit for the spirit world and for you. So sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. So let's go ahead and talk to my next caller. He's calling from 414. You're on air with me.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
I was just trying to see, would I find an apartment to stay by the end of this month or the beginning of next month? I'm looking to find some place I can afford.
Yeah, I see next month. I don't know why I'm seeing that, but I just see next month. So.
Okay, everything will be fine then. Just looking forward to that.
Yeah, everything will go fine. You also need to be careful where you're looking. I don't know why I heard that out of my head here. But you need to be careful that you don't get stuck in a money pit, you know, where things just are falling apart all the time. So, but I feel
a
like
money pit of a
money pit,
A money pit, what do you mean? An apartment that's, because I'm renting, I'm not buying a home.
Yeah. Right, yeah, I'm talking that some things will be wrong with the plumbing, which the landlord will have to take care of, things like that is what I've seen.
Oh, okay. So, okay, just looking for some. Okay, I'm looking for a townhouse referral instead of an apartment, so.
Yeah, I feel like you'll get a townhouse. Just be patient, and it will come to you. All
okay,
right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
Bye.
Hold on. Okay. Computers are great when they work, but when they don't work, they can be a little frustrating. So, well, let's talk to next caller, 314. You're on air with me.
Yep. Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I want to. I was thinking about relocating to maybe Texas or Florida or even Tennessee. Do you see which one might be a little bit better for me?
Okay. I see. The first thing that pops out of my mind is Tennessee. So that's where I'm going to go with. I used to live in Tennessee, so a little partial favoritism there, but I'd see you in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Because you need a new change. You need, your energy is sort of stuck at the moment, but it'll get more focused as you go out of this year and into next year. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye bye. Let's talk to Don. Hi.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Michael?
I'm good. How can I help?
I'm in New York, and I'm trying to relocate down to North Carolina.
Okay.
But I need a job, so I've been interviewed. I had a few interviews down there. I thought that went great, but I didn't get the job. But do you see anything coming up relatively soon?
Yeah, I would say more as you go into 16. I know it's been a struggle for you, but I do feel like something will open up. And then I got a conflicting message from my spirit guide that tells me, so I'm going to go with him, and he's telling me that you should hear something by the end of the week about one of those jobs that you've already interviewed for.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, because I interviewed one, and I should have heard something on Friday, but I didn't hear anything. But I just
got
called for another interview for Tuesday, and I'd rather have the job for Tuesday because it pays substantially more, and it's more in my line of work than the other one.
Right. Yeah. I feel like you'll get to have one that benefits you a little better than the other one.
So I get two job offers.
Yeah, I feel like you will have two offers, yeah.
Awesome. That's it.
So, okay.
You
I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Take care,
everybody. Talk to you again soon. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I think we've got all the callers. So that's a good thing. I'm going to go ahead and take a break, which is even a better idea for me because I've been talking for a long time. So let's go down here and click a song. There we go. I'll be right back. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio.
Oh,
All right. Phones went off. So that's just how the spirit works sometimes. Tries to get our attention. So, what else do I want to talk about? I just want to talk about you for a minute. And you know that you're beautiful and that there is nothing that can stand in your way when you call on spirit. There's nothing impossible for spirit. You know, that's one thing I'm learning. And, you know, one thing I think that I'm going to be teaching is, you know, how to get to that point of how you trust spirit. How do you know you're just not making this stuff up as your, you know, as imagination? And you know the difference is because of how you feel. You know, like with me, I mean, I know when my spirit guide is around because I can feel that energy. And I recognize that energy as Stephen. And he's a cool spirit guide. He's helped me in lots of ways. But he's not the only spirit guide I have. I have other spirit guides that help in other areas of my life. But Stephen is my general spirit guide. He's always there whenever I call on him. So I love autumn. Do you love autumn? I love the change of the seasons, and it's nicer. I mean, it's been really nice here where I live. It's been in the 70s, but that's nice. And so we just have to keep plugging ahead and working out things. And that's what all this energy that's going through us right now is trying to prepare us for some new stuff that wants to come in. And if you're holding on to the past, you're avoiding what spirit wants from you. And we all have a past that we're not, you know, don't want to talk about. But I mean, nobody's perfect. People make mistakes, and so we have to be willing to forgive and move on past those things. All right, I think I'm going to close out for today. But again, visit my website, www.insightswithmichael.net. I would appreciate it. So let's go ahead and say tomorrow's show. What is tomorrow? Sunday. So we'll be on at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So tell your friends about the show. Just know that things are going to get better in your life. We're not fading away. We're still here and we're still plugging away. You know, I heard a saying one time, fake it till you make it. So we've got to keep on trying. And that's hard. I mean, I understand bad days. Better than you would think. I've had a few of those in my life. And when you're having them, that is all you see. And you don't think anybody cares. You don't think anybody is out there to reach out to. But, you know, if you need me, reach out to me. I can't reach out to you if I don't know what's going on. So, you know, use my email address. I go to our website, use the contact form there. All right. Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You have a good day. Bye-bye.